So will my ex-husband, even though we were together for 6 years, much of that time happily, and had 3 children together, and had to bury one. We bring up our daughters together, still. So, this is me. I am Lily Allen. I was born in 1985. I'm a songwriter and a singer, a mother, a daughter, sister, homemaker. I was once a wife. I'm someone's girlfriend. That someone is called Dan. He's a musician too. I'm an activist, socially and politically. I'm a tweeter. I'm a Labour voter. I'm a writer. I've been a success and a failure. I'm unqualified and mostly self-taught. I didn't go to university. I didn't do A-levels. I didn't sit a single GCSE. I didn't grow up in a particularly musical household, but performance was always around me. The media world was never a special or glamorous beacon, but my norm. My mum, Alison Owen, is a film producer. My dad, Keith Allen, is an actor, comedian, and documentary maker. My stepdad, for a time, was the comedian Harry Enfield. I've got an older half-sister called Sarah, a younger brother, Alfie, and a much younger half-sister called Teddy. I have other half-siblings too, but I don't know them or even know how many there might be. Not a straight story. My first boyfriend was Lester. My best friend is Seb, and we now work together too. He's a music producer. The man I married is called Sam Cooper, and he has a building company. We separated in the autumn of 2015. I grew up going to Glastonbury and the Groucho Club. My dad was part of the Britpop scene, getting publicly loaded with his friends, Damien Hirst, Alex James, and others. Drugs and alcohol have been a part of my white noise, always around me, for as long as I can remember. I have used both, sometimes to excess. And although I've been to NA and AA meetings and have had sober periods of my life, I am not a recovering alcoholic or drug addict. I do, however, suffer with depression. Not a straight story. I did go to various private schools as well as state ones, but I didn't stay at any of them for very long, so I'm not a product of any one particular system or institution. I started singing as a child at school, but discovered music as a young teenager and kept it close to me from then on. I read. I keep notebooks. I've got a good eye. I collect textiles. I love colour, and decorating or doing up a house doesn't faze me at all. I exercise, but I'm not a natural athlete. I'm a swimmer. I'm strong. I can be tough. I've been broken. I'm opinionated. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a narcissist. I'm a codependent. I don't always like being alone, though equally there are times when I can't bear company. I'm spoilt. I'm needy. I can be a hypocrite. I contradict myself. I can be cold. But I can also see sense. I can connect the dots. I try to do good. I want to do good. I'm impassioned. I'm observant. And I notice things. I have a photographic memory. I remember names, places, things, although there are whole periods of my life that are hazy and washed out. The lights are out. I cook, not all the time, but often. I'm a trained florist. I drive well, and I have an excellent sense of direction. I'm financially independent, and I make my own money, sometimes quite a lot of it, but I also run up debt. I made my own way in my career. You have to. Even if you get a leg up, there's no other way to do it. I find a lot of things funny, and I laugh a lot. Sometimes even when things aren't that funny. Sometimes it's like a tick. Laugh, Lily, laugh, and it'll make things easier. Lighter, more absurd, right? Not always, often not. Like most women I know, I juggle a lot. Work, children, family, money, running a household, steering my own ship. But I haven't always managed. I've fucked up a good deal. I can be a fuck up. You'll see. I tell the truth. I'm writing this because writing is what I do. It's both my living and the way that I live. The way I make sense of things. The way I try to learn my lessons. I'm writing this so that if I died today, my daughters can learn from my mistakes. And so whatever information they may stumble on about me, I imagine them as adolescents Googling my name. There will be a version in black and white that will not alter in the retelling. Fuck, I'm writing this so that I can learn from my mistakes. I'm writing this to tell my story because telling stories is important, especially if you're a woman. When women tell their stories, loudly and clearly and honestly, things begin to change for the better. This is my story. The outsider. Growing up, I felt like the outsider in my family. My early years feel hazy and out of focus, as if I didn't have edges or definition. It's unattractive to complain too much about your childhood and playing the victim, even if you genuinely feel like one.